Let's rejoin our study through Philippians chapter 2, picking up at verse 25. You'll remember that we've been talking about humility and talking about being a servant, being poured out for the cause of Christ. Verse 25. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad, and I may have less anxiety. So then, welcome him in the Lord with great joy, and honor people like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help you yourselves could not give. Some things that we see here. In ministry, when we serve, we're not beyond longing, distress, illness, sorrow, anxiety, great risk, or even death. Yet, if we serve and serve faithfully, Christ tells us that his joy is made complete in us. We don't need to fret. We don't need to suffer. We need to work together as a team, those who send, those who go, those who serve in the ministry, those who are served by the ministry, lay leaders, Sunday school teachers, anywhere that someone serves. They are not immune to the problems of the world. So we need to remember them in prayer. We need to remember them and make certain that we're taking care of their needs, that we're giving them the best support that we can. And those of us who are in ministry need to remember we're not supermen and superwomen. We are just people who serve the Lord. And we're not immune to missing home. We're not immune to distress or to sorrow or to anxiety. And we shouldn't try to put up some false face of being immune to these things. Human problems follow all people in the world, and no one is immune. However, we serve a gracious God who loves us, cares for us, and has put us in the care of each other. And for this, we can all rejoice. Wherever we serve, whatever we do, whenever we extend ourselves for the kingdom, we have a team. We have fellow Christians. We have our friends. We have our family. We have each other. So let's commit to praying for each other and supporting each other in the work of Christ. Father, on this Sunday, we pause to remember those who are working for you. We pause to remember those who are being served by those who work for you. And we ask, Father, that there would be a synergy of healing and love, compassion and care that would exist between them. And we thank you for the example that you have given us in Scripture of true missions and how it serves in both directions. Thank you, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.